Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 16th of October. I hope you're all well. Obviously, terrible news in the UK yesterday. The MP stabbed in his doing his sort of constituency surgery. We'll wait and see what comes out of it and what the reason is. I think it's been passed to the counter-terrorism unit, but absolutely horrendous. I think we've only had, nine MPs killed in the UK in history. Prime Minister years ago, back in the 1800s, was the only ever assassinated Prime Minister, but then most of it was in the sort of 70s, 80s with the IRA, Brighton Hotel bombing. Guy was killed with a car bomb, wasn't he? And then nothing since sort of the 90s, early 90s, and then you get 2 in 5 years by individuals. Joe Cox, 5 years ago was that? 5, 6 years ago? Shot and stabbed by that neo-Nazi. And then that yesterday, so... Yeah, it's not something that is rife in this country before people start claiming that it is. But it is, it's horrendous, absolutely. God knows where the place is going at the minute. It is an absolute shambles what is going on in this country at the minute. Just complete and utter division and shit. And people need to start getting some houses in order. Let's hope that this is just an isolated incident and doesn't become the norm. I'm sure it won't, but you never know at the minute. Horrendous. And thoughts with his family and everybody involved. Horrific. What else have we got? Interesting little guy. Interesting poll on Twitter this morning's one. Really good. The real life issues. Really interesting, this one. And clearly it shows that, I'm sure that a lot of those people who've answered have been to seminars with me, and clearly it shows that they don't pay a blind bit of notice. Really interesting answers, and really, probably for me, two of the three of them have been really telling for me, and this is probably the most telling. Really fascinated by the way those answers are panning out at the minute. All to go into the mixing pot for January. And then I just... I love to poke old Kevin Kelly and Gary Smith about Ronaldo and Messi. And Kevin Kelly's gone and got himself banned from Twitter, see? There you go, he went into full Trump mode trying to claim facts that weren't facts. It's a subjective opinion. And he's gone fact like he does, and they've booted him off for 12 hours. Like when you sat out the golf, Kev, just go and rest your knee up. A little red card from Twitter, a little sin bin there. See, these people, well, they can't help themselves. They resort to quoting things that are subjective as facts. You catch them all out in the end. You just wheel them in, get the old fishing rod, cast it out there, and then just wheel it back in. It's like the old float, and the fish chases the float, and eventually, whoomp, and you get them. Beautiful. Enjoy your say. It won't be a distraction from the football trading, Kev, will it? You'll be nice to be able to enjoy your day. And talking of football trading, last night, this is gospel honest truth. And those of you who do follow Twitter will, I mean, a lot of you have seen it because I put it on there, but will. 29 years I've been with my missus, and I'm sat last night, like I always am, sat trading the football, whatever it was, 7 o'clock kickoffs. And if ever, disturbs me, just normally lets me get on with it, but the dog was sat at the door. So the dog obviously wanted to come in and see me. Door was open, but the dog was just sat there. So... she poked her head in, she said, "Your dog wants you." And I looked up over the top of my screens and went, "Oh, hello," didn't see her there. And she went, "Penfold can't see you, is he down there?" And I put my head back again. I went, "What did you say?" She said, "I said Penfold." I said, "Where's the Penfold come from?" She said, "Well, when you looked up then over your machines, you looked like Penfold." Promise you she's not got any, I mean, she absolutely despises social media more than I do, so she's got no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing, wouldn't even entertain looking at it, it'd be one of the last things that she would ever do. And obviously a few of you call me Penfold, like, and me too. I'm going to have to go up. I mean, I'm flipping Clooney-esque. I've got to go and get this looked at. I'm going to have to change the old bins, I think. And, yeah. Never, ever called me that in 29 years. And all of a sudden, blurts out. I said, some of the people on FTS call me Penfold. She said, do they? And, well, just sort of smiled and walked off. And contrary to popular opinion, I think people are claiming it was Dio who did it. I don't think it was Dio. I might be wrong, but I don't think it was Dio. I think Steve Williamson's right. I think it was Gadget Trader when I called him when we went to Lingfield, whenever that was, 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. And Gadget came to Lingfield, top lad. And but he is an absolute dead ringer for Alistair McGowan. And I called him that for a few weeks after. And I think his riposte was Penfold. I might be wrong there, but that's what I think. Steve Williamson is of that opinion as well. He said it this morning, said it reminded him of Gadget, and I haven't seen or heard of Gadget for a while, but I know he's been doing well. But yeah, and there we go, flipping Penfold. Sort it out, not having it. She'll be out the flipping door if that carries on. Right, what else have we got? I've got some new golf trading I've been doing, and I might introduce it to the Telegram group. I'm not promising. It's been absolutely fantastic. I just adopted a new approach the last few weeks, and I'll be honest, I've been cleaning up with it. So long may it, I think I like the logic of it. I really like the logic of what I'm doing. So cleaned up last week. I've cleaned up this week. All done and dusted both times by, well, I think last week was Saturday night, all done and dusted before the final round. So I might start to include those in the Telegram. I think I'll do another couple of weeks and just check it's not fluke. I don't think it is. I think it's fairly logical stuff, but been really good. Right, I've got some football for you today, and this is all off the Ultimate Poisson sheet. So those of you on Ultimate, you might perhaps want to have a little look and see how I see if you can sort of backtrace these, how I got them. I have got two match odds bets. One I'm very bullish about is Strasbourg home to Saint Etienne. I'm just going to get the price. Currently, he says, trying to find it, French League One, Strasbourg, Saint Etienne, Sunday, 2 o'clock. Oh, I've got it on the wrong market, that's why. That makes more sense. Currently 2.26, Strasbourg, Saint Etienne. One I like, but not quite as bullish, is Middlesbrough, Peterborough, 1.81. So Middlesbrough home to Peterborough, 1.81. Strasbourg home to St Etienne tomorrow at 2.26. I've then got some first half goals. You can play these whatever way you like. You can play them from the start. You can drip it in after 20 minutes if it's still 0-0. If you're playing them, of course, you might can just ignore them, of course. Fulham, Blackburn, both today at 3 o'clock. Just check that kickoff time. Blackburn, yeah, 3 o'clock. Rayo Vallecano tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Montpellier at 4 o'clock. So Fulham, Blackburn, Rayo Vallecano and Montpellier. And then I've got some over 2.5s, which is also Montpellier. So Montpellier, you may want to play the over 2.5 through the first sort of 10 minutes. I'm just going to again check the price on that. French League One, Montpellier over 2.5 is currently 1.71. So you may want to let that get to even money and then start playing it. You may want to play it from the start, whatever you want to do. And perhaps if it's 0-0, 25, 30 minutes in, then do the first half goal as well. So Montpellier is a first half goal and also an over 2.5. And Middlesbrough, which I gave as the home win, is also an over 2.5. Middlesbrough, Peterborough. So again, you can let it get to even money, drip it in over the first 10 minutes. Whatever you play, I tend to let it get to even, drip it in. And then if a goal goes in, I'll sit on it and let it get back to my entry price. If it gets back there without another goal, I can scratch it. Or I can trade from there. So Fulham, Blackburn, Rayo Vallecano, Montpellier, first half goals. Strasbourg and Middlesbrough home wins, and Middlesbrough and Montpellier over 2.5. As I say, all that are found, all those are found using the ultimate Poisson sheet for this week. So you guys can reverse engineer, I think is the phrase, isn't it? Reverse engineer that if you wish. And hopefully across that lot, some of you, if you use them, make a profit. That would be what I would be looking to do, make a profit across the lot, rather than try and win every single bet. What else have I got? Oh, Kim Kardashian did make me laugh last night. She did make me chuckle. I don't watch daytime TV, but apparently there was a professional gambler on the chase yesterday, and her mother-in-law rang her to see if she knew him. That's what happens. See, once you start gambling, you know every gambler on the planet. That did make me chuckle, that. And the old mother-in-law can just see her sitting watching the chase. Oh, I wonder if Kerry knows her. Knows her or him, I don't know who it was. I'm going to have a guess it was probably a him, professional punter. They are being accused of being sexist now. Right, what else? I'm going to do my Bond movie review this week. So if you haven't seen it, tough shit, because I'm going to be a few spoilers. It's not even a Bond movie. I can give you a preview. It's shite. There you are. It's not even a Bond movie. But we'll deal with that next week. Mindset Monday, Bond movie, special guest Tuesday. Oh, NFL. I haven't put the NFL up, have I? I put it in the Telegram, but I haven't put it on here. That's the other thing. See, once I keep talking to myself, eventually it comes back to me. It's all a tactic. Right, NFL. Only got two this week. Both tomorrow. Miami Dolphins at Jacksonville. I think that's the London game. 2:30 kickoff. Miami minus 2.5. Don't take worse than 5-6. Miami on the point spread, worse than 2.5. Don't take worse than 5-6. And Cincinnati Bengals at the Detroit Lions. That's a 6 o'clock game. Again, the point spread, Cincinnati minus 3.5. Don't take worse than 10-11. Cincinnati minus 3.5. Don't take worse than 10-11. Do not change the spread. I've had a couple of emails there, like if the mark line moves. Do not, no, that's what it's based on. It's based on the spread and the price. It's not based on one or the other. So we are going well. I had a couple of losers last week, but we're, 20-odd bets in, 21 bets in, and we are 10.59 points up, which is very good. So, you know, it's not all going to be roses, but let's hope those two get across the line. So Miami minus 2.5, Cincinnati minus 3.5, 5-6 Miami, 10-11 Cincinnati. Worst prices you can take. Right, that's it. Have a lovely weekend. Kev Kelly, don't know what he's going to do now. He's going to sit on his hands. Can't get on Twitter. It's beautiful. Love it. I love it. I've never had a ban, see, because I know how to conduct myself and I don't quote fake news. Everything I put on there, Kev, is fact or subjective opinion. I love it. Right, have a lovely little Saturday. Best of luck with your punting. Good luck with your bets this week. It's all been a bit stop-start. See, two Spurs players have got COVID now. We can't do anything, can we? But, yeah, have a good weekend. And I will be back with you all on Monday for Mindset Monday and maybe my Bond film review. I don't know whether to do it Monday or leave it till a bit later in the week. But I'll speak to you all later.